Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Michael Salzman being back on the show. Michael is vice president for Berman & Company, and he is an economist, and researcher by trade and by experience, and he's here to talk to us about some of the things that are going on across the country with regard to employment and compensation and minimum wage and things like that. And he's our good friend Michael Salzman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that we've been watching the last few months, year or so, has been this, where some of the states and some of the cities have been creating sanctuaries for illegal immigrants, which is another way of saying defying the federal government, right? Basically breaking the law. But there are other ways that these locales, these municipalities, for example, have been superseding the federal government, and that's in having their own minimum wage. Federal minimum wage is what, 7.25 now?
Yeah, that's right. It's 7.25 at the federal level, but now you've got, I believe it's over 40 localities, for instance, at the beginning of this year that raised their minimum wage.
Yeah, their own minimum wage, including a new one in Missouri.
Yeah, so, you know, an interesting situation happening in the state of Missouri. I think, you know, to the extent, Jim, that when we talk sometimes, kind of the pendulum is swinging one way or the other. So, Missouri in St. Louis made a concerted attempt and passed an increase in the minimum wage. And basically they were set to raise their minimum wage is going to be going up, or has gone up to $10 an hour. But it's going to be a temporary increase now because the state legislature, before they adjourned, basically passed a law saying that we want one standard minimum wage at the state level. So St. Louis's higher minimum wage will basically be into effect until August, at which point it will revert back to the state minimum wage, which I believe is $7.40 an hour.
Oh, so the state went up to $7.40 from $7.25.
The state's has been a little higher because of a ballot initiative passed a few years ago. But it's part of an interesting, you know, to the extent that I think legislators are reacting to this so-called fight for 15. I think they're realizing that, you know, they see what's happened in California, where basically if you kind of, you know, you got the inmates running the asylum in some of these cities where cities can do whatever they want. And so they pass these really onerous wage mandates. And you also have a situation where if you're in the Bay Area, you can like take an hour bike ride and probably ride through 15 different minimum wage jurisdictions.
Right. So, and they don't realize, look, folks, let's be honest. Let's get it out on the table. Advocates of minimum wage are doing nothing more than trying to garner votes. This is not a smart economic policy. It is not helping people that they purport to help. It's doing nothing but trying to perpetuate ignorance with people who they want to get to vote for them. Did I say anything wrong there, Michael?
No, I think it's I think the fact that a federal minimum wage bill to go to $15 an hour is being reintroduced today has nothing to do with it being good economic policy and everything to do with the fact that they think it's going to be a political issue that they can run on and use to draw a contrast with themselves.
As I've said many times before, for in the decades past, I remember, Michael, and I've said this to you before on the show, I remember when a minimum wage increase was so pervasive in the marketplace, it actually was inflationary. Today, people have two things that are happening. Number one, employers are paying their people more than minimum wage. Number two, they have other options. They don't have to hire more people and pay them a higher wage. They've got technology options. There are other business decisions that they can make to go around this. And so it's not as big of an impact, and it winds up hurting the people it's supposed to help. And we have decades now of evidence of this, don't we?
Yeah, we have evidence historically, and then there's also, you know, much more recent evidence, out of places like San Francisco. I mean, there was a really interesting study that actually got a ton of news coverage, looked at users' Yelp ratings, on restaurants, and found that when the minimum wage goes up, sort of these median rated restaurants, kind of right in the middle of the pack, have a 14% increase in kind of closure rate for each dollar increase
right.
in the minimum wage.
Well, didn't we find that to be true in Washington State and in Seattle?
That's exactly right. Yeah, University of Washington study also found some consequences there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back, folks, there's a new bill being introduced today, I think, by Michael's group and his employer and his leader.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.